Good to be with you all today, and it's good to hear our piano up there earlier too, Sydney. So Lord bless you, honey, for your participation, and because I heard you all up here is awesome. We do have some announcements, and we have some things going on here. We're going to get there little by little from one room to another and renovating some things. And in this place particularly, there's been a parallel with physical construction with spiritual construction. So we just thank God for the word picture there. We at one time came into the sanctuary. Now it needs to be, a lot of things need to be done in here, but this is going to be done later. But right now we're focusing on the, used to be the water room, and we're going to work our way to the men's room, and we're going to work our way back out to the foyer, and this is all going down soon, real soon. And you can see it's all been stripped out and everything. Shirley's been working on this past week, and she's got lots of time to do this. She has nothing else to do but to come down here and try to figure out what's going on at the church. So Shirley, thank you so much. You came out here shortly after last Sunday and started stripping down the foyer. So you have anything you'd like to say about what's going on here with our plans?
I'll tell you, I just thank the Lord because in His time, you know it's right and it's good. And He is moving and He's doing something. I told Francis, it's only been 8 years. About 8 years ago, we decided we need to do something with that restroom in there. So it's been almost done for a year. And now the rest of it's getting done. We do have hot water now. We got a new heater. And you know, like when things don't go right, we need to praise the Lord. And when things go right, we need to praise
the Lord. That's right.
When things don't seem like they're not going at all, we need to praise the Lord. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things that have been happening here. The guy installed the water heater, and I called him back, and I said, there's not only no hot water, there's no water coming out. So he came back again, and he realized that he'd forgotten to turn on the valve. So probably the element was burnt, and sure enough, then he made a third trip. But he retrieved the element out of the other water heater.
That I hadn't thrown away yet. It's still there.
And now we have hot water. So, you know, I figured, well, you know, it's time to have hot water. We're going into the winter. How nice. And the Lord is just bringing together little pieces. I've had a couple of electricians out here. And you see, it's not just about electrical work. It's not just about drywall work or painting. It's about what is God doing here. And there were opportunities to share and to speak of the goodness of God and His love. And one precious soul was very resistant, but he's resistant to religion. But when I got done talking with him, he said, you know, I've been trying to do this by myself, my way. That hasn't worked out too well. And it hasn't. His life's been a total mess. And he says, I'm going to give some thought to what you've said. So you see, it wasn't my job to pin him down, convince him, talk him into something. You know, that's not my job. That's the Spirit of God's going to do that. But something happened there because he has not said this before. He says, I'm going to give some thought to that. God is working on his heart. So these are the exciting parts about the renovation in here and the rehab.
Yes, it is.
So as you all came in, was anybody surprised at seeing the foyer?
Yeah, it looked a little different.
I'm so excited about it. We're going to get rid of that mildew, that mold on the wall, and it's going to get fresh paint. And God is taking us in a direction, and I don't know how he's going to do this. It's going to be a miracle, but we're getting new furniture for out there. I can say that with a surety.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting new furniture, and it's going to be nice furniture, not the kind of furniture that we'll be sitting on, you know, spraying our Coca-Colas and dropping our cookie crumbs, but nice furniture. God is wanting to do something special here, and it's an indication of what he's wanting to do in our hearts. Has anybody felt the stirring? It's like he's catapulting us forward.
Yes, yes.
With teaching and with gifts and knowing what he wants us to do. Catapulting is the only word I can think of. And so, you know, I just praise the Lord. He's doing it. He's kind of catapulting the physical around us, but also our spirits. So there's a lot going on here. And if the Lord should stir your heart to give a little toward the maintenance fund, do so.
And the stamps, how are you doing on stamps?
Well, you know, I said last week I'm getting low on stamps. I got a check in the mail for $50 for stamps.
Yes, we did.
I wasn't asking it. This is somebody that sent a ticket.
Yes, absolutely.
I wasn't asking, but they sent it to me. And so, you see, I've said to the Lord, if I have stamps, I mail. If I don't have stamps, I can't mail. And it's in God's hands, and He is providing. I mean, I've been doing this almost 3 years now, and He has continued to provide. So it's just like so many things I could testify all day. Things. God is blessing mm-hmm. us. And I've got to tell you one other thing. There's a switch out here in this little room. We used to call it the water room, but now I call it the back foyer. The water fountain is gone. No more rusty, moldy city water coming into a really old water fountain. But there is a switch on the wall that, I don't know, 100, 200 years old, I don't know, it's pretty old. It looked like it originally belonged in a warehouse. It was an industrial thing. And so I asked the electrician, can you change this? Because I want a rocker switch on it and I want it to be updated. So he told me one way he was going to do it, but that was going to, it was really in the end, it was going to look like sort of rinky-dink. And he said, well, the other option is, and this could take me up to 3 hours, because there's old conduit pipe and it's not like, it's not flexible wires in there. So I stood there and I'm like, Lord, what do I do? 3 hours for an electrician, you know, plus material. And I just, you know, it's one of those times, it was just a confidence. God is doing something here. He's not doing it halfway. He's not doing it the way it always was done, cutting so many corners that when you're done, you can't even tell you updated it. Mm-hmm. And I just knew, and I said to him, I said, go ahead and do it. He said it would be $75 plus materials. That's a lot of money to have one switch look pretty on a wall, but I just knew to do it. So he got into it, and he said, this is not as, it didn't turn out to be as tough as I thought it was, so it was only $50.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
God's hand is on all this.
Amen.
And He's the man that listened to, you know, some things about the love of God in our lives, you know? So anyway, praise the Lord. I had much more, but I won't do it all now.
I want to tell you something about me and learning to let Jesus take the wheel. And learning not to do things that are not necessarily necessary. And we were having some folks over for Thanksgiving on Thursday. This is my testimony. I don't know about you, what you go through, but I know how I am or how I was. You know, we've been hearing that. How I was, this is how I am now. But I like to have things just kind of... just as turnkey as possible if I'm going to have people over. And I would like to have had my carport all closed in for several thousand dollars. And it's still not closed in. And we had a great time right out in our little car, screen carports, no enclosure or anything, just the way it is. And I was really good with that and really at peace with that. It's not all closed in and, you know, all kind of insulated windows and everything and kind of have it all laid out. Because you're going to have special people over for Thanksgiving. I like to have my landscaping completed on the outside, and it's not through. It's not finished. And I walked by that stuff, and I walked out there on that porch, and I'd walk by, and I'd say, you know, Lord, I'm not going to try to outrun that train. It's okay. This is great. This is good the way it is. And I'd look by over here where I wanted to do some more completion of my landscape and stuff, and I said, you know, I'm not going to try to outrun that train. It's okay just the way it is. And so I've learned to let it go, because it results in great peace to my heart to not have to in vain try to do these things to please others. They're not even looking forward to me pleasing them in those areas. They have no clue. They're not impressed with that. We come, we gather together, we give thanks to God. We have a wonderful little setup and little spread out here in our porch. You know how we had little people come over for chili and bonfires and stuff. It's okay. And it doesn't have to be completed. I don't have to spend thousands of dollars to entertain or have people come over, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I am just sharing some things with you that I know touches on a lot of hearts. We don't have to try to appease other people, run ourselves in the ground, and for what? Most people don't even look for it anyhow. But that's where I was. One time we had people over one time, and for dinner we were having them over, and all we had at that time to drink was water. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. All we had was water. Well, don't we have any tea? Don't we have any Pepsi or Coke or whatever, you know, for our guests? And Shirley says, all we have is water. Isn't that good enough? You know, and I remember struggling with that. I wanted other accoutrements and other things out for other people to have a selection so everybody could be happy. Not everybody likes water. And listen to me, I mean, just water? What's wrong with water, you know? But you know how it is. It's a pride thing. But that train's not getting me anymore. I've got off the track and let the train go by. I'm not going to try to outrun the train. And I don't know about you, but for me, it really has set me free in many, many ways. I'm taking a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth look at things rather than just get on a horse and ride off in 1,000 different directions. That's what's happening to me. I'm growing. I don't care if I'm the pastor. I don't care how long I've been preaching. I'm still in class. I'm going to be there till the day God calls me home or the rapture comes or whatever. I'm still in class and I'm still learning. How about you? Are you allowing Jesus to take the wheel where you are, where you're living? You know, so-and-so did this and accomplished that. So in order to keep up, I've got to do this and do that. Don't do it. You're not them. What they're going through and what they're seeking God for to do, whether it be in the education world or employment world or whatever they're doing, you know, that's them. That's between them and the Lord. It's not you. Don't try to be somebody else or keep up with somebody else. The church a lot of times gets caught up in doing this. People who love the Lord get caught up in doing these type of things. So I just thank God that no more. I mean, I can say no more. It doesn't mean I'm not going to have these battles, but that's my attitude. No more. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to seek God on it and then act and not just react knee-jerk. You know, I'm just not going to live that way anymore. How many of you are allowing Jesus to take the wheel? Jesus, take the wheel. How many of you? Anybody learn to do that? How you doing? Anybody got testimony of that fact, for that fact this last week? Anyone? How's it going? Naomi?
Oh, Nicole.
You know what gets me? I know you're Nicole. It's the N. It's the N. Naomi Nicole. It's the N. Oh, I know you're Nicole. Duh. Sorry about that.
I'm trying.
Sorry. No, like, God's been, like, since you've been talking about that, God's always, like, especially, like, lately this week, we've been really busy at my store. So more people, more attitude.
Works for UPS. UPS.
More rushing, you know, yep. People. You're yes. Trying to get people in and out. Like, God's constantly putting it on my mind and on my heart. Hey, are you going to give this to me so it can work out smoothly? It can go out peacefully, you know?
Yes.
To your flesh, you know, it's like.
Yes.
God's been constantly putting it on my mind.
Yes.
In my face. It's been working.
There's a book out. I don't know the author, but there is a book out, and I heard on the Christian radio, and the title is Why Do I Care?
Yeah.
Why do I care? It has a lot to do with that reminder. Why do I care? And when you evaluate that, you're going to see where pride has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Mary, you have your hand up.
Yes. Oh, I want to praise the Lord first for two Thanksgiving dinners we celebrated.
I know.
Sure. So we weren't sure if my daughter would be here.
Oh.
She is.
Oh, man.
So then again, Thanksgiving, but.
Oh, wow.
I just want to praise the Lord. He has been so good to me and revealing so many things through the oddest situations. He's opened up doors I just can't imagine. Like I have friends at school that are Christians, which I've been in the school almost 9 years, and I didn't even know there were maybe one or two, but it's just so many doors have opened. It's just unbelievable. And my daughter, and we're going to have a nice Christmas, Lord willing, with all the children and my husband's son and coming from Alaska and his granddaughter, my husband. So I just want to, he just opens doors. It's amazing.
Yes.
How he's working.
Yes.
And I do feel like, I was telling Johnny the other day, we were running some errands, that I feel such a peace. I've always been like tense all the time, thinking this isn't gonna work, or you know, it's taking too long, but I don't feel that overwhelming stress. No. Do I act like I still feel it?
Not anymore.
That's awesome.
I know before I, and probably still will, but I bring that anxiety onto my family, and
yes,
you can't help it.
Yes,
and that's why I know she could say, "Yeah, there's a peaceness about yes. it wasn't there before."
Yes, amen.
I just praise God. I mean, He is really working on me.
You'll know a tree by its can't get away from that. You'll know a tree, but you can say you're a grapefruit tree, but if you see oranges, that's what's happening. You know, a lot of us, how many of you are, you love in the past, you love the Lord, but there's people coming for Thanksgiving and I got to get this done and get that done. Boom! You just blow up. You just blow up. You have an implosion. And so this should be becoming, it should be diminishing in your life to where you can walk in sanity, in peace, and look to the Lord for guidance and direction because He's the great shepherd. He's very concerned about us as His sheep, His frail sheep, to guide us and to lead us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, whatever the shadow is, you know, He's going to comfort us. So how many of you are getting rid of the trembles and you're learning more to trust Jesus? But how is this going to happen where I know what they're saying is going to happen, but how is it going to happen that I can get out of this? How is this going to happen that this is going to resolve? It can't, because I know what they said and I know what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, you find out that God is greater than that out there. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater, greater, greater. And when you experience that, boy, I'm telling you, you can't help but live the life that is desirous to please Him. Wow.
And can I share one more thing? Well, maybe she should share. But this is my feeling. When we were sitting in the courtroom, there was this, it's like I wasn't even part of it. The anxiety wasn't there, you know, but I'm just seeing it all happen. It was just like everything was under control. I mean, what was coming out of the judge, everything was like controlled. And I'm just sitting back kind of watching it all happen. You know what I'm talking about?
It didn't seem real.
It was
really
like we were just watching this. Mm-hmm. Because I knew God was, mm-hmm. Jesus was sitting in that courtroom with me. There was no doubt about it. It was just wonderful, marvelous.
What does it do though for you on the inside when you see the Lord acting on your behalf? And what does it do for you? It builds your faith. Line upon line, precept upon precept, Jesus is changing me, and it builds your faith when you see Him moving on your behalf and when you're asking Him to move on your behalf. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's just to see you both come in today. I said, whoa, because I haven't heard. And I've been meaning to call. I told Shirley, I got to call Mary, see what's up. And this is awesome.
So,
yeah, praise the Lord. A lot of lessons, though, in all of our lives. A lot of lessons. And what you all go through and what you all go through is different than myself. But the same principle, we need to trust God. We need to trust God. And so, praise the Lord for your awesome get-together at your place. And didn't get together on Thursday. They came to our place for Thursday. But Ted's dad, Bill, and Virginia came on Saturday along with your mother and other people that you had there, about nine people, whatever it was.
Seven
people got together at your place on Saturday. And so, is it okay to switch Thanksgiving on Thursday to Saturday if that's your situation?
Every day.
Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. That's where it is with me. Every single day is a day of Thanksgiving. And yes, Carolyn.
I didn't want to wait till the end, just give people some things to think about. This is kind of a praise and a challenge.
We've talked before about, Shirley's told us, this was before our time too, James, how they need somebody for music. And James fought, you know, the Lord had blessed him with a talent for music, but he didn't want to get up there and take control of being in the music. He just didn't want to give up his time. But finally, after however long it was, he did give in, and he went up, and he just didn't, it's like he forced him to. He just felt the Lord moving in him to do, this is what I'm supposed to do. And it worked out great. And then the same thing with the website. We've been trying for the longest time. Linda wanted for the longest time, and several of us, we talked about having a website. And I was fighting it because I knew what was involved with it. I was not wanting any part of it because I had too many other things going in my life. So finally, the Lord just, I mean, it just started happening. It started flowing. It's like he says, when you let it go, it just flows. And it's been such a blessing. And each one of us, you know, you've been talking, we've talked before about some not feeling that they have any blessings or any talents that they can offer. But we are a small body now, and we've got, you know, just a small board that is trying to do all, and Franny's been doing the cleaning because we have nobody to clean. So my challenge to each one of you is, if the Lord is moving in you, whether it's for cleaning, whether it's for mail outs, we're end of December, we will no longer have an accountant. So we're going to be needing somebody to take care of accounting, somebody that has experience in that. If you have a talent that the Lord has blessed you with, I challenge you, step forward and just do it, because the other things in your life will take place. I mean, it will all come together. So it's just taking that first step and doing it. Somebody asked one time on Thanksgiving, because we didn't have any flowers, I think it was Thanksgiving, didn't have any flowers or stuff up, or it was right before, and they said, when are they going to put the flowers up? Well, who's the they? We are all the they.
Mm-hmm. So we are the they.
We are the they. We are all the they, but we are the
they. That's right. We are the they.
If you feel like the Lord's moving on you to bring flowers in, or to visit somebody or do something, call Shirley, call Linda, call me, Mark, you know, Ted, any of us, and just, you know, just speak up. Mm-hmm. So that's the challenge. Just
Amen.
Be thankful for the blessing of the talents that God has given us, but not to hold them inside, to use them, because that's what they were intended for, to be used.
Amen. A lot of times we're holding on to things, and I've shared this with you before. If you want to catch a monkey, you put something in a pretty confined hole. He puts his little hand in there, and he grabs a hold of what is on the inside, but he won't let go to get his hand out because he balls his little fist up there. He won't let go. If you want to catch one, that's what you do, and he won't let go. All he has to do to get his freedom is let go. And so all we have to do to get our freedom is let go. And it's so hard to do because, you know, you're going to lose what you got a hold of. So why let go? Duh, doesn't make sense. And God says, duh, I'm smarter than you. I'm way ahead of that. You know, you let go, you're going to find out. If you don't let go, you won't. So you got to let go. And so when we do, we get our freedom. Praise the Lord. We're all learning to do that, huh? It's a good day. And also, Ted, I want him to express his appreciation for a couple things here, and is so grateful to what the Lord's doing in his life, and good to have his dad, Bill, with us here today in Virginia. And Bill's a former frogman. So, Ted, he wants to give a word of appreciation here today, so I told him to go ahead and do that during our testimonial time. Rivet. I heard that.
This was quite a Thanksgiving that we had, and the Lord gives more than double back to us, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about this. We talked about this in Sunday school a little bit, but I'm very happy to have my dad here in Virginia here, coming mm-hmm. from Fort Myers. This has been long planned that and prayed about, that he gets a chance to come up and see us, and get a chance to come up and, above all, visit our little church.
Mm-hmm.
We're not McGregor Baptist Church. We're going to have 2,000 people here. But
that's right.
They went with me in McGregor Baptist Church, and they witnessed when I was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so blessed, and it's like a deep, deep, dark chocolate candy bar. I talked about that in Sunday school. How good is that?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of it, though, you know, fills you up. You'd like to eat more, but you can't until you digest what you have. Briefly, real quickly, I relayed the story about that, wanting something and getting doubled back. About 2 months ago, I went to the store, and of course, don't send me to the grocery store. It's not a good move. I may have a couple items that I'm supposed to pick up, but there's always other stuff that goes in that cart that's not supposed to be there. One of those things I put in that cart was a pack of brownies. And of course, with that pack of brownies, there was a thing of
frosting.
Right? And I didn't say anything to Carol. I just put it in the cabinet, right, where it's supposed to be. Until she goes by and goes, what's this? It's brownies. And then we just moved into the house right down the road here. And I said, you know, Carolyn, a home always smells really good when brownies are baking in the oven. Doesn't that make you feel welcome? Yes. Well, a month goes by. It's still in the cabinet. You don't need those brownies, Ted. Well, you're right. The Lord says there's wants and there's needs. I want those brownies, but look at me, guys. Do I need those brownies? Yes.
Depends, yeah. Took the words out of our mouth.
Thank you. So, Thanksgiving comes. Now, I'm not just thankful for this little story, but one more thing I'll say, but she went and forgot that we had brownies in the cabinet and went to the store and bought another package of brownies. What a dilemma. And they're two different kinds. One is walnut and one is Hershey fudgy brownie, right? And she comes to me, she says, what am I going to do? Which one do you want me to make? Being a college graduate, I said, both of them. Well, I don't know what's going to happen if you mix them up both. I know one thing, they're going to taste good, and there's going to be more of them. So we were able, and she mixed them all up, made a big batch of brownies for Thanksgiving. And what was really neat about, there was enough for me to have and to share. Mm. How great is that? So I made sure that, you know, that everybody got their brownies, and of course she also made some other stuff. She made some coconut cake and some vanilla, what was that?
Banana
cream pie and all this stuff. I was hoping they would gobble all that up, you know, but they went for those brownies.
Mm.
But she made so much, there's still a whole bunch left.
So we'll be right there at the church.
just by having faith and storing that faith away in that cabinet. And when the time came, did I get just that one box of faith? No, I got double that. And it was doubly as good. Double is tasting because why? I had to wait for it. I'm anticipating what was going on. Oh, was that great? Oh, man. But I'm so thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Amen.
To have my dad with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time in our life, Dad, where you could have went in one direction and I could have been left behind. Wasn't there? And he had to fight a whole family to save me and bring me away from a terrible, terrible situation that our family was in. He had to be a single father and raise me and take me away from a situation that he knew I would not learn in, that I would not grow in. And he took me away and as a single father, raised me the best he could. Now, being who he is and what I am, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, they say, and the fruit is what's in the fruit. We were kind of crusty, him and I together. I mean, we were rough and tough. And we didn't have manners, to say, and etiquette, and the right way to hold our forks.
Son, speak for yourself.
Okay. That's right, we always had etiquette, right? But to the outside, we were probably kind of crusty looking. But he made a decision, and he took me with him, and we had a great blessing in our life, and he met my stepmother Betty, and she was a taskmaster. Virginia knew Betty. She was a taskmaster, and she took a lump of rocky coral and made into something beautiful, I think, and that was taking Dad and I and domesticizing this, bringing us back to reality. But really did. He really, mm-hmm. really brought that in. But I want to say this above all. Dad, I'm thankful for what you did mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. There's so many men now that don't do that, that mm-hmm. don't stand up mm-hmm. for their family and let those kids just go and let those families be mm-hmm. broken. Mm-hmm. And that is why we have the trouble we have now. Because there wasn't men even then, it was back then that men would walk away from their family mm-hmm. or walk away from an obligation or walk away from something that's their responsibility. That's the biggest lessons you ever taught me, because you don't walk away from it. You stand up to it. And with Jesus Christ, we don't need to walk away from that responsibility of what he did for us. Mm-hmm. And we need to be responsible and grateful and thankful for what he did on that cross to bring our lives to full fruition of what he wants us to do. And above all, I'm so thankful for that, because he may not know it, but there was a spirit that moved him. There's a spirit that moves all of us if we listen. Mm-hmm. If we take that step and say, what's the right thing to do? Help me, what is the right thing to do? And he's going to lead us. We open our hearts like mm-hmm. that, and he's going to open mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. God bless you, man.